Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Good morning, Professor Tulio de Oliveira.
Good morning, Darren, Kerry and Sky and listener.
Yes,
probably. Well, so glad to actually get a hold of you this morning. We are a little bit panicked. So our questions for you are, just having a look at our WhatsApp line. Professor, are the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines equally effective and are both recognized internationally?
Okay, thank you, Darren. Yes, both of them are very effective. To be honest, the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer are some of the best vaccines that exist on the market, yeah. And Johnson & Johnson is one dose, the Pfizer is two doses, and the Pfizer, because it's an mRNA, it's a slightly more potent vaccine.
Okay, thank you, Professor.
And then, Prof, there's a question coming to you now from one of the listeners saying, when exactly are you considered fully vaccinated by the government? Is it directly after you've had your vaccine, so whether it was the single or the double jab, or is it in once the window after the jab has reached its effectiveness?
Okay, thank you, Kerry. Very important question.
Oh, thanks,
and that,
Prof,
again, will depend government by government around the world, yeah. What is accepted and that the kind of basic rule is that around 2 weeks after you have been received your last dose. So in the case, if it is a Pfizer, would be the second dose after 2 weeks, or if the Johnson & Johnson, 2 weeks after the first dose. But that will depend from country. So for example, I had one of my friends immigrated to Ireland, and Ireland accept both the Johnson & Johnson or the Pfizer within 2 weeks after fully vaccination, you can enter the country. Yeah.
Good to know.
Prof, got a question here from Dave. Dave says, South African health sites say that you should wait a minimum of 30 days after you've had COVID to get your vaccine. Do you agree?
Okay, thank you. Yes, I would basically agree with that. Yeah. Why they are saying 30 days? Yeah. Normally what the clinicians say, it would be at least a week after you stop having any symptoms. Yeah. So if one talk about since you test positive, so it would be safe to say around 30 days you test positive, because normally one would have most of people would have minor symptoms for around 10 days, and then you would then after that just wait another week or two and then get vaccinated. So it's correct to say 30 days is a good cutoff date.
All right. And Professor, this is from Catherine. A friend of 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 mine had a COVID test. The nurse said that the test needs to be done through the throat, not the nose, because this strain of COVID attacks the tonsils. Is it true that you can't get the Delta variant if you don't have tonsils?
Wow. What a question. Friend of friend of friend of friend. I hope it didn't got lost in translation.
Yes. Yeah. Broken telephone. Yeah.
Yes. So basically, there is two acceptable ways to do COVID testing. If you want the highly sensitive, that's the nasopharyngeal, that's the one that you put in the nose, and then also it can go on the back of your throat, and that would be a swab. And the Delta variant can be detected in both of them, yeah. And to the best of my knowledge, it would make no difference if you have a tonsils or not. The test would still be effective.
Okay, yeah. Tonsils or not, you can still get it. Thank you, Professor, for joining us this morning. That was Professor Tulio from Tulio de Oliveira from CRISP at UKZN, one of the world's top virologists, bioinformaticians, answering all of your questions. We do it every Wednesday after 8:30. If you've missed this one or last Wednesdays or the Wednesday before, and you have any burning questions that you need answered by a leader in the field, they're all available on podcast for you to listen to and share with whoever you think needs to hear this news right now. That's on our website, ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky Show.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.